Table of Contents for Side 2. Beep 1, the JAWS for Windows Online Help System. Exploring the Help menu. How to review changes information in JAWS for Windows. The JAWS Quick Reference section of Help and reading the JAWS for Windows manuals. Beep 2, the Windows 95 Help System. The Contents page, discussing books and topics within the help system. Beep 3, searching in Windows 95 help system. The index page and the find page. Beep 4, name, addresses, and phone numbers for Henta Joyce.
Now we're going to talk about the JAWS online help system. Now, I left you in the language menu, so I'm going to hit the Alt key.
Leaving menus, JAWS.
Go back to the JAWS window. If you're maybe somewhere else on your computer, usually an Insert J will get you to the JAWS window where I am now. Then you hit the Alt H for help.
Alt H, menu active, help, contents F1.
And we'll take a tour of this help menu and then come back and look at some of the details. So the first one is contents, F1. F1 is a shortcut key. You can hit F1 and get to this same spot. That would be the same as selecting this menu choice. And typically in a Windows program, F1 will get you help. Also, Alt-H will get you the help menu in almost any Windows program. So down arrow.
Quick reference.
Quick reference. This will have a list of JAWS keys and Windows keys and all kinds of other quick reference items. This is just to refresh your memory or maybe bring you up to date on things. But it's a quick reference. It's not a complete manual. I'll down arrow again.
Changes.
This is where when we put out new releases, new versions of JAWS, we put in a section here of changes to tell old users what's new about JAWS. And even for new users, it'll be a good thing to read because it kind of hits the highlights of the product. And it goes back through the history of all the other changes so you can see all the stuff that's in there. We'll come back to this one. And I'll down arrow.
Technical support,
Technical support. This has phone numbers and internet addresses and things like that so you can get technical support on your JAWS product.
About JAWS for Windows,
About JAWS for Windows tells you the version number, the serial number, and other things about who wrote the program and who's copyrighted and all that stuff. What's important here for the typical user is the version number, which we need to know whenever you want tech support, so we'll know what that version should be doing. And then also your serial number is in here. So when you call for tech support or to order an update or just about anything related to JAWS, you'll want to have your serial number. So those, the version number and the serial number are in this box. So just hit enter here, and it'll be up there on the screen along with the other information.
Also in that about box, Ted, I don't know if you were going to mention, the software maintenance agreement button is there.
Good point. I just thought of that. Software maintenance agreement, when you, should we go and explain that at this point?
Sure.
Software maintenance agreement, you can go into the about box, as you tab around in there's a button for software maintenance agreement. You select that. And that's how you update your software maintenance agreement date. A software maintenance agreement is, you buy it for 1 year, and it's an agreement that for 1 year we will ship you all the new versions that come out in that year. And if you don't want us to ship them to you, you can also download them from our FTP site. And by setting that software maintenance agreement, you go in there to set your system up to the proper date. And it enables you to run all the new versions that come out within that time period.
Mm-hmm. So if your software was purchased with a software maintenance agreement, if you go into your software maintenance agreement about box or the button in there in the about box, you should notice that there is a date, and it indicates how much time is remaining on your software maintenance agreement.
Yep. And when the time is no longer remaining, it doesn't mean JAWS stops working. You keep using the version that you have.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that newer versions will not run on that computer until and unless you update your software maintenance agreement. So for more information on that, you can call our marketing department. Now I'll,
or your local dealer.
That's right, or the local dealer. I'll down arrow.
Contents F1.
And it's back to contents F1. This is the contents of the manual. The manual's online, and you can read through it here. It's not interactive like the tapes. If you're a new user, We highly recommend the tapes because we think they'll explain things, how would you say, more interactively? Because you can hear the computer and follow along with what's going on. So please rely on the tape if you're a new user. And if you just want to refresh your memory, reading through the manual may be helpful. Certainly the changes and the quick reference will be. Let's go to changes now.
Quick reference.
Down arrow again.
Changes.
I'll hit enter.
Num enter. Leaving menus. JAWS. JAWS program changes. JAWS for Windows. We are continuing to develop JAWS for Windows. The information presented here describes program advancements in an organized manner so that you can quickly learn about new features and program improvements. Information is updated with each new JAWS version. Choose the newest version number at the top of the list for the most recent changes, or browse back through older version numbers to read historical highlights. Version 1.2.1.01.
So let me just silence that for a minute. So that's just a brief intro that as you tab through this list, you'll see the different versions and the version highlights. Now the way you work through help is there's a couple different ways. Right now we'll show you the tab technique. You just hit the tab key and it goes to the hypertext link. It's kind of like looking up in table of contents on the front of a book and you see the chapter you want to go to, let's say chapter 5, and you punch that chapter and it goes immediately to chapter 5. You don't have to flip through the book or read from the beginning to the end. So I'm going to tab.
Tab.
And
tab.
Version
1.2.1.01:April 12, 1996.
The first one was copyright.
You remember what happened there? I do now. In the last section, we had set up the default graphics to labeled graphics only or something, or maybe no graphics. And when we landed on this graphic, now it's not speaking.
Yeah, that was a copyright graphic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think while we're doing this tape, it's just not labeled, but by the time you get it will be. So as I tab.
Tab. Version 1.1.75:December 21, 1995.
See, I skipped a couple at the beginning. The first one you should have would be October 18, I believe it is. So as I tab through here, these are the release dates.
Tab. Version 1.1.45:September 5, 1995.
And the version numbers. So let me go back a little bit.
Shift tab. Tab. Version 1.2.1.01:April 12, 1996.
And just for a sample, we'll go through here. I'll hit enter. See, I'm on a hypertext link. As I tab, you go to a hypertext link. And if you want to read that section, then you just hit enter.
Num enter. Version 1.2.1.01:April 12, 1996. Summary of new or enhanced keyboard commands. Detailed information about many of these commands is presented in later sections. Use the following general commands throughout Windows. Say all equals insert plus down arrow now reads to end of document. Press Ctrl to stop, Shift to skip text. Pop up the JAWS Find dialog equals Ctrl plus insert plus F. Repeat the same search using the Find dialog equals insert plus F3. Say color equals insert plus 5. Toggle between standard and color graphics equals insert plus 4. Move the mouse pointer by a predetermined.
I'm going to silence that. So you've got that going on your computer so you can hear it when you want. And that's just a sample of the changes file.
So it might make some sense, even if you've got your October 96 changes file, certainly read through that, but it might make some sense to come back to these earlier ones and read through those because it is, well, maybe, actually, Ted, maybe that's wrong. Is all the information, if you look in the October one, will it all be there?
No.
Okay, so maybe you do need to go back, perhaps.
And look through all those changes.
Mm-hmm.
And almost 99% of them will still be valid. Of course, we may have made something new back last year, and now we've changed it since then for something better. So now that's a list of the changes. Now I've got this window up on the screen, and I can read it again from the top of this topic by doing a Control Insert Down Arrow.
April 12, 1996. Summary of new or enhanced keyboard commands. Detailed information about many of these commands is presented in is.
Then I hit the Control key to stop it. See, I was doing a say all there with the JAWS cursor. That's why it sounded different. I hit the Control key and it stopped it on the last word spoken. Now I can read it with my reading keys. I can read the current line.
Detailed information about many of these commands is presented.
Or word at a time by doing next word.
Sections period.
So you can read through. When you want details, you can stop it and look at the details there. You can also, if you turn on the PC cursor, hit page down.
Page down. Use the following commands in multi-level tab dialogs. Read the current tab equals insert plus key. Move between dialog tab headings equals arrow keys. Move between options within a dialog equals tab or shift plus tab.
And the silence that. Page down took us to the next screen. in this section. Some sections are only one screen, so page down doesn't do anything. And many sections are more than one.
Read the third cell from the...
I was reading the bottom line there, see what was there. You can also do a page up to go back, to go up a page or a screen full. Now, if I want to go back to where I was, which was that hypertext link, I can hit a B for back.
B, JAWS for Windows. We are continuing to develop JAWS for Windows. The information presented here...
So that's that first screen we landed on when we selected changes. So B for back usually is valid. Sometimes you can't go back. It'll depend.
Ted, this might be the user's first time into the Windows Help system, and maybe some explanation about why we have these different keys for moving around. Is that this isn't like a regular word processing, and this isn't like regular text. And it might make some sense to explain why we're using the Control Insert Down Arrow to read that.
Yeah, because it's not regular text, there's no caret or cursor in there, so the PC cursor can't read through there because it tracks the caret, which is the blinking cursor. And a blinking cursor typically is used to edit things, to change them. Well, this stuff is not changeable, so it's just there for you to look at. And the way you look at it is with the JAWS cursor, it can read anywhere in there. And that's why we built in this Control Insert Down Arrow to automatically start reading from the top and read to the bottom if you don't stop it. Now, just a straight old down arrow with a PC cursor on will not do it. So that's a good thing
mm-hmm.
to bring up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at the top of this window. I'm going to route JAWS to PC.
Route JAWS to PC.
That's a common thing, a good habit to develop, because that gets your JAWS cursor within the same window that has the focus, typically. The same window that your computer is looking at. Then you do a page up.
Page up.
And a say line.
JAWS program changes, minimize simple, restore simple, close simple.
This is the title line, and if I down arrow.
File menu, edit menu, bookmark menu, options menu, help menu.
These are menus in your help system. Now, if you're using Windows 3.1, this may look a little bit different, but most of these are going to be there. You see, some things in Windows 3.1 are different than 95, and then some are not. This one here is very similar, if not identical. There are other Windows help in 95 that is definitely different from 3.1. So I'll down arrow again.
Contents button, search button, bank button, grade, print button, help tips button, less button, grade, greater button, grade, use manuals button.
See, so these are the buttons that are available. Now, different help windows have different buttons here, but since we're in the JAWS help window, you should have these. I'm going to do a home to get to the left side of the screen.
Home. Contents button.
You can go back to the contents window.
Search button.
Search button.
Back button, grade.
Back button, grade. We can't go back any further. That's why it says it's grade. It's. We can't use this one.
Print button.
You can print.
Help tips button.
Help tips.
Less button, grade.
Less button, grade. Less means go back. And we can't do that.
Greater button grade.
Greater button grade. We can't go ahead either. That would take you to a different section. Yeah, and the less greater. See, visually those are arrows pointing to left and pointing to the right. But they're using the greater than sign and less than signs to represent the arrows. So JAWS saying greater or less.
Use manuals button.
Use the manuals button. That'll take you to a section and help to use the manuals.
JAWS for Windows.
And then I wrapped around to this JAWS for Windows.
Windows.
That's like a title for this section.
Ted, this term grade, we may have run across this already in menus. As you're reading through, sometimes a menu item will be grade unavailable. And we're not saying unavailable here, but it's the same principle. The choice, it is a choice, and it'll probably be there at another time in help for you, but at this moment, clicking on that would do nothing. So JAWS is reporting the fact that don't bother clicking here, it's not available to you at this moment.
Yeah. And you can use the JAWS cursor and click on it, or you can use the shortcut key. For example, S for search, B for back, T for history, C for contents.
Mm-hmm. The T for history would be available in 3.1 only, I believe. Mm-hmm. 95, it's a little different.
That's right. I don't believe there's a history in... All right, so this is the changes. Very important to read through here and learn what's new and what's important about the version that you have. Now, to get back to the menu, see, I want to look at the quick reference guide now. I don't think that's available in one of these buttons.
JAWS for Wimp. Contents button, search button, bank button, grade, print button, help tips button, less button, grade, greater button, grade, use manuals button, file menu, edit menu, bookmark.
No. So what I have to do... is close this window with an Alt F4.
Alt F4, JAWS.
I'm back to the JAWS window now, and I do an Alt-H.
Alt-H, menu active, help, contents F1.
And I could probably do a Q for quick reference, but let me be sure. I'll down arrow.
Quick reference.
Quick reference and hit the 5.
Q.
Yeah, so Q is the shortcut key. So I'll hit enter.
Num enter, leaving menus, JAWS, JAWS quick reference, JAWS for Windows, choose the topic colon, general JAWS commands, general Windows commands, contact HJ. Tip for new help users. Use your tab key to rotate through the list of topics shown on this page. Press enter to choose the selected topic. Choose help tips. For additional information about moving around in help, choose the JAWS program icon for information about the Enter-JAWS Incorporated software license agreement.
So we might have come in here before we did changes because it gives you some nice tips about how to use help.
Actually, I think those tips were on the bottom of the other screen as well, and we just silenced it before it got to them.
Mm. Let me tab.
Tab.
There's the JAWS icon.
Tab. General JAWS commands.
So we can get quick reference on general JAWS commands. Now I'm tabbing, so these are the hypertext links.
Tab. General Windows commands.
General Windows commands.
Tab. Contact HJ.
How to get in touch with us.
Tab. Help tips.
And help tips.
Tab. Tab. General JAWS commands.
Okay. So for general JAWS commands, I'll hit enter.
Num enter. General JAWS commands. If a command has a different function when the JAWS cursor is active, then functions are described separately. Commands for use on laptop computers are preceded with the word quote laptop quote period. Activate PC cursor equals speech pad plus laptop equals alt plus semicolon. Activate JAWS cursor equals speech pad minus laptop equals alt plus P. Stop speech in progress equals control or shift. Read application help tips equals insert plus H speaks a list of keyboard commands for the active application or dialog box. Desktop help equals insert plus F1. Laptop equals alt plus right bracket identifies the active dialog option or window and suggests tips for its use.
So I'm silence that. So this is a very good overview of all the keys that are built into JAWS. So rather than listening to about 9 hours of tape, you can go right to this section of the online help and learn about all the keys.
Or go to the key identifier, as we pointed out in the first tape as well.
Yeah, that's right. And so in this quick reference, you've got the desktop keys and the laptop keys. Okay, now what? Take a quick look at contents?
Yeah.
Just for... I'll close this with an alt... Well, I could use the... I can use the contents button in this one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try C.
C. JAWS for Windows. Choose the topic colon. General JAWS commands. General Windows commands. Contact HJ. Tip for new help users.
This just got us back to the contents for this section. So to get to the... Oh, I want use manuals. What's that, a U?
Yes.
U. Manuals. To use one of these manuals, press tab to select its name, then press enter. JAWS Basics. This manual contains the basic set of information that every JAWS user should know about JAWS. Technical reference. This manual contains detailed information.
Let me silence that. So I got to the manuals by hitting U for use manuals. I could also go close this window with an Alt-F or do an Alt-H to get to the help menu again and go into contents that way. And so here you can read through the manuals. As you tab through, you'll see the topics that are there, and you can hit enter and go and read that topic.
If they have come in here, and again, we're taping here towards the end of 1996, if they're listening to these tapes maybe in early 1997, it may be a little different. Could be one manual with different sections at that point.
Yeah, like we said before, what you hear on this tape is subject to change because we're always making improvements to JAWS for Windows. So this is an overall guide. The basic concepts are not going to change, but some of what you hear on this tape may not exactly coincide with what your computer is saying. Now, I think we left off in the help system.
JAWS help system minimized.
Yep, so I'll do an Alt F4.
Alt F4, JAWS.
To get out of that. Now, that was the JAWS help system. It looks like Windows 3.1 help, because that's the way we designed it originally, and then we just ported it over to Windows 95. So most Windows 3.1 help systems will look just like the one that we were in there. Now we'll take you to a Windows 95 help system, for those of you who are using Windows 95, because there is differences. There wasn't any differences in the JAWS help system, but there will be in one that's designed specifically for Windows 95. So to do that, I'm going to go to the Start menu with a Control-Escape.
Start menu. Programs submenu. Programs submenu.
And then H for help. I can arrow down through here.
Document submenu.
That's what I'll do.
Settings submenu. Find submenu. Help.
There's help. I'll hit enter.
Num enter. Leaving menus. Start button. Windows help. Help topics colon Windows help dialog. Contents page. Preview. Tour colon 10 minutes to using Windows. Topic.
So it gave us a lot of information there. It said the name of it, which was something about Windows help. It said we were on the contents page. So that's a clue that this is a multi-page dialog. There's more than one page to this dialogue. And then it said something about a Windows tour, and that that was a topic. So the Windows tour is one of the choices here in this window. There's other things here visually that appear, but JAWS didn't speak them because you just don't want to speak everything. But it did tell us that this was a topic.
If you've used Windows before, topic.
There's another topic.
Introducing Windows closed, book.
Book.
Closed, book.
And so when it's a book, it means you're going to get a bunch of extra topics. If it's a topic, then you're going to go right into reading some actual information.
Ted, I think it might be nice to point out the how the default button changes between a book and a topic, and that kind of really explains this. Take a look at your default button when you're sitting here on a book.
All right. Insert E for a default button.
Default button is open.
Oh, it's open. Okay, if I go up to a topic.
Introducing Windows closed, book. If you've used Windows before, topic.
And I insert E.
Default button is display.
I never knew that before.
I didn't either until I just noticed that one.
So when you display a topic, then it just reads it to you. But if you open a book, you get a list of topics or other books.
Visually on the screen, by the way, the button literally changes. When you're focused on a topic, there is a display button, and when it's a book, the display button disappears and it becomes an open button.
Okay, let's go
down. Windows closed. Book.
Just down arrow.
Dot, closed. Book.
Now here it'd say the word closed in there, because this is a tree view, and this item in the tree view is closed. If it were open, we would get just under this item a list of the items that are under it. That may be a bit confusing, but when we talk more about tree views, it might make more sense. I'll down arrow.
Tips and tricks closed. Book.
Oh, wait a minute.
Tips. Troubleshooting closed.
Where's the introducing Windows up there?
Introducing Windows closed. Book.
So we're going to select that one, and just by hitting enter. How do I know enter works? Well, because the default button.
Default button is open.
Open. So that will open this particular book. So I'll just hit the enter key.
Enter. Topic. Introducing Windows.
Okay, so the topic here is introducing Windows, but underneath this is a bunch of books. I think that's a good way to say it.
Welcome closed. Book.
So there's, well, you know what that is.
Getting your work done closed. Book. Welcome to the information highway closed. Book. Personalizing Windows closed. Book.
So each of these items is closed. It means the list of items does not appear under them. Let me try insert F1.
Preview level 1. Use up or down arrow to read through the items, or press the first letter to jump through the list. Use the right or left arrow keys to open or close an item, or use shift with the plus or minus key. To move to the prior level, press backspace. To move to the root of the tree, press home. To move to the last item on the tree, press end.
So this is a tree view, and the first thing it told us was the level that we're in. We're level 2, the second level down, because we were on a tree view, and we entered, and we opened up this one.
I think it said level 1, actually. I think the root level is 0.
Tree view level 1.
All right.
I think when we were back on that Introducing Windows book, that's probably level 0.
Yeah, that would have been the top. Now if what am I looking for here?
Keyboard shortcuts there closed, book.
Keyboard shortcuts closed, book. So I'll hit enter on this.
Num enter. Topic. Keyboard shortcuts.
Now.
Preview level 1. Use up or down. Open book icon. Keyboard shortcuts open.
Okay, so I'm still in level 1 because I'm still on that same thing, but now it's open. So if I do a say line.
Open book icon. Keyboard shortcuts open.
Open book icon. Keyboard shortcuts open. So now I'm open. But if I down arrow once.
General Windows keys. Topic.
Now this level should be 2.
Preview level 2. Use up or down arrow to.
And I'll silence that. That was insert F1 to give you the tree view level. So.
General Windows keys.
General Windows keys, if I down arrow.
For the desktop, my computer, and Windows Explorer. Topic.
These are topics.
For my computer and Windows Explorer. Topic. For Windows Explorer only. Topic. For properties dialog boxes. Topic.
So I'll select that.
Num enter. Windows help. Keys for properties dialog boxes. Press 2. Tab move forward through options. Shift plus tab move backward through options. Control plus tab move forward through tabs. Control plus shift plus tab move backward through tabs.
So that's the keys for the properties dialog. That's a multi-page dialog, so it's a control tab or control shift tab to move through the tabs or the pages, and then tab or back tab to read through the options in each one of those pages. Now, my back button is grayed. I'm no longer in the tree view. My back button is grayed. I can hit T to get back to topics. Or if I want to go to the next topic, I can just do greater than, which should be a shift period, but I think I'll just try period.
Period. Keys for open and save as dialog boxes. Press 2. F4 open the save in or look in list. F5 refresh. Backspace open folder 1 level up if a folder is selected.
Okay. So the period will read you forward to the next topic, and a comma will move you backward to the previous topic. Because shifted, those are the less than and greater than keys that are quite common. That mm-hmm. are the visual thing.
Now this is the topics within the book that you had opened. So it'll only eventually you'll hit period and it probably wouldn't do anything or it wouldn't move to a new one. It's because it's grayed because you've reached the last topic in that book.
Yep, good point. Let's see if there's another one. I'll hit period.
Period. Accessibility options shortcut keys. To use accessibility options shortcut keys, the shortcut keys must be enabled. For more information, look up quote accessibility shortcut keys quote in the help index. Press 2. Shift 5.
So I'm going to silence that one. So we can just read through the topics this way. Now to get back to the book that had the topics in it, no, that's not a way to say it. To get back to the book that we came from, I can hit T for topics.
T. Help topics colon Windows help dialog. Contents page. Preview. For properties dialog boxes. Book.
And that's where we were, for properties dialog boxes. And then I'll down arrow.
For open and save as dialog boxes.
We read that one when we did the period.
Accessibility options shortcut keys. Topic.
And we read that one too. So that's how you can navigate through Windows. I'm in a tree view now. Insert F1.
Tree view level 2. Use up or down arrow to read.
Silence that. So if I backspace, I'll go back one level in the tree view.
Book. Keyboard shortcuts.
Just keyboard shortcuts. If I backspace again, I'll go back to introducing Windows, I bet.
Book. Introducing Windows.
It's nice when you know what you're doing. Let's, okay, so that's reading through the help. I believe we're on the contents page of this multi-page dialog. Remember that? So to get to the next page, what I'd like to do is I like to tab up to that tab. So I'm going to hit the tab key.
Tab. Close button.
There's the close button. I can close this whole window. I don't want to do that.
Tab. Print dot 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 button.
I can print.
Tab. Cancel button.
Cancel.
Tab. Contents tab.
And there's the contents tab. If I do a say line.
Contents tab, index tab, find tab.
It tells me the other tabs are there. Now I know that's the only ones that are there, but I could also, if sometimes there's more than just what's on a line. Sometimes there's several lines here. I'll put a beep on the tape here and we'll talk about the index tab. So I'm going to do a right arrow.
Index tab.
To get to the index tab. Now I'm going to hit the tab key.
Tab. One type the first few letters of the word you're looking for. Edit.
So this is an index of the things or the items that are in the help file. Someone's already decided what's important and put them in an index, just like in a book. So we read something there in accessibility options that said go to the index and type in accessibility. So
A, about new features.
I hit A and it said about new features. I'll hit C.
C, access control.
C again.
C.
It didn't change. E.
E.
See, it's not changing now, so I'm not hearing something new.
S. S. I, accessibility.
There we go. Now if I hit a tab.
Tab. To click the index entry you want, and then click display. List box. Accessibility.
So now I was in like an edit field. it was doing an incremental search, and now I'm in a list box, so I can just read up and down this list box.
Above accessibility options.
That was a down arrow.
Alternative input devices using audible signals for keystrokes. Clicking by using the keyboard. Colors and fonts for easy reading. Click audible signals for keystrokes.
Take a look at audible signals for keystrokes, and let me check my default button.
Default button is display.
So if you hit enter, it's going to do a display here. So I'll hit enter.
Num enter. Help topics colon windows help dialog. Index page. Topics font dialog. List box. Turning on filter keys.
So this is a list box, and these are the topics found. Turning on filter keys. I'll down arrow.
Turning on sticky keys. Turning on toggle keys.
I'm just hitting down arrow here. So those are the three, three items in here. I'll check my default button.
Default button is display.
So I can display any one of those.
Turning on filter keys.
I'm not sure what that is. I'll hit enter.
Num enter. Windows help. To turn on filter keys. One click here to display accessibility properties. Two under filter keys. Click use filter keys. Three to change the settings for filter keys. Click settings. Tips: if the use shortcut box is checked, you can turn filter keys on and off by holding down the right shift key for 8 seconds. Holding it down longer will select alternative settings. For help on an item, click at the top of the dialog box and then click the item. Related topics.
Still don't know what that is. I'm going to hit tab.
Tab. Tab. Filter keys. Num enter. The filter keys feature instructs your keyboard to ignore accidental or repeated keystrokes. You can also adjust the keyboard repeat rate, which is the rate at which a key repeats when you hold it down.
Okay, so I hit tab, it went to this topic of filter keys, hit enter, and I got this topic, which explains what they are. And it's just like our key repeat feature. Of course, our name makes a lot more sense than theirs. All right, so now, so that's an example of the index. And there's a whole bunch of things in each one of these help files. And you can get to a subject real quick. Not every subject, because someone has decided what subjects are important and which ones to put in the index. But they're probably pretty good. Now let's take a look at that other tab. I'll put a beep on the tape here. Now I want to get back to the tab. So I think if I hit the tab key, the multi-page dialog tab is the one I want to get to. Remember we read that line that said contents, index, and find? So we want to go to the find tab. I can probably do a control tab and get there. No. I'm hit the tab key.
Tab. Tab. Tab.
I think on this one I'm going to have to do a B.
B. Windows help. Two under filter keys. Click use filter keys. Three to change the settings for filter keys.
I'm going to size that. So B took me back. I'm trying to get back to that window that was just under the index.
Ted, I might point out that one of the things that you were struggling with there, there's notes that pop up. Remember in the help system, as we've gone through it, there's these things called wind notes that pop up. And that happened to be the case here. When you were reading through, tabbing in, you tabbed in, you landed on some text called filter keys, and that was literally a note, not a topic.
That's right. All right. Now, escape will take me out of that.
That's right.
Now
this is a Windows help topic. It contains help specific.
This is a topic, but if you tab into that note again and check, I bet
tab.
You'll see that it's a note.
Tab. Filter keys.
Okay, I hit tab to get the filter keys. I hit
enter. The filter keys feature instructs your keyboard.
Now if I do an insert F1.
This is a Windows help note. It contains.
Okay, so that's a help note. So hit let me see what it
says. This is a Windows help note. It contains help that is relevant to the current control. To read this note with the JAWS cursor, use Control plus insert down arrow. Press Escape or Enter to return to the current application.
Hit Escape.
Windows Help. Two under filter keys. Click Use filter keys.
Now,
this is a Windows Help topic.
This is a topic.
It contains help specific to a requested topic.
Now you want
to
go back to your topics
list. JAWS cursor, use Control plus insert down arrow. Press Alt plus.
Okay, so now if I hit T for topics.
T. Help topics colon Windows Help dialog. Index page. One, type the first few letters of the word you're looking for. Edit, accessibility, audible signals for keystrokes. Audible signals for keystrokes.
Okay. So it can be a little confusing to navigate through here, but I guess you just get the hang of it. If you're in a note, you hit escape, you get out. If you're in a topic, you hit T, you get back to the list of topics. And this, I heard it's a index page, so I know I'm back on that index page. So now if I control tab.
Help topics colon Windows help dialog. Find 7th wizard dialog. Minimize database size left paren recommended right paren radio button checked. Find enables you to search for specific words and phrases in help topics instead of searching for information by category. Before you can use find, Windows must first create a list left paren or database right paren comma which contains every word from your help. File left paren s right paren period. To create this list now click next.
So if I do a say word.
Minimize database size left paren recommended right paren radio button checked.
It's going to do the minimum database size. See, if you listen to all that stuff that was on the tape, it told you that it's going to create this list of all the things you can find in this help. So I'm going to tab.
Tab. Next radar button.
And it told us to click on next. So I'm on next now. I'll just hit enter.
Num enter. Finish button. Click finish to start creating the word list. This process may take a while, but you only need to do it once. Once the list has been created, you can click the find tab to search for specific words and phrases.
Now I'm going to go ahead and do this, but if it does take a while, we might have to turn off the tape. So you might want to just listen to the tape a little bit and see how things go. So I'm going to hit enter.
Num enter. Windows help. Creating word list dot dot dot. Display ACK. Ings 4F.
So it's
word list dot dot dot. Windows help. Help topics colon Windows help dialog. Find page. Type the word or phrase you want to find. Edit by holding down R 8 seconds. At the top, click the...
So it's reading one of the help topics we came from. So there it's doing this list. Now if I tab...
Tab. Clear button. Shift tab. Type the word or phrase you want to find. Edit.
So I think it's ready to go.
I think it's
Display
done.
Display button, print dot 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 button, grade, cancel button.
Yeah, it's ready to go. It didn't take very long at all. So type the word or phrase that you want to find. So let's find a word like, keyboard?
K.
I hit a K. I'm going to check my bottom line.
Display button, print dot 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 button, grade, cancel button.
Group, no. Page, 59 topics found all words. Begin, auto, pause. 59 topics found all words. Begin, auto, pause.
There we go. We have a macro, an insert D, which will tell you how many of these are found. How many matches were found. 59 of them. So I'll hit E.
E.
And I'll hit check my insert D.
46 topics found all words. Begin, auto, pause.
46 of them. Now hit Y.
Right.
So I'm typing in keyboard, remember.
37 topics found all words.
See, the more letters I type, the smaller thing number of things matches. So I'm just going to go ahead and type keyboard.
B O A R D.
And I can check my count.
9 topics found all words. Begin, auto, pause.
Down to 9. So I'm going to tab.
Tab. Clear button.
Tab.
Tab.
Options dot 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 button.
Tab.
Tab.
Rebuild dot 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 button.
I don't want to rebuild.
Tab.
Select some matching words to narrow your search. Text viewer.
Select some matching words to narrow your search. So I think...
Display button, print dot 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 button. 9 topics found all words.
PC cursor.
Excuse me there.
Keyboard, keyboard. Keyboard, keyboard. Keyboard. Keyboard.
So it's just going to find...
Keyboard.
The phrase keyboard everywhere. I guess that's not a very good example. Let me tab once.
Tab. Select a topic and then select the display button. Text viewer. Adding a language or keyboard layout.
Okay. So I tabbed once and now I got to the list of topics where that word keyboard was found. So this is where we really get down to it.
Adding a language or keyboard layout.
Adding a language or keyboard layout. I'll down arrow.
Adjusting the cursor blink rate.
Cursor blink rate.
Changing the keyboard layout for an installed language.
So this is what we wanted here. So now I can look at all the topics that have keyboard in it.
Changing the way your keyboard responds. Deleting a language or keyboard layout. Displaying extra keyboard help in programs.
Okay, let's try that. Displaying extra keyboard help in programs. Let me check my default button.
Default button is display.
So I'll hit enter to display.
Now enter. Windows help. To display extra keyboard help in programs. One click here. To display accessibility properties. Two click the option at the bottom of the window to show extra keyboard help in programs where this feature is available.
Okay, now I'll take a look at that.
to display extra keyboard help in programs. One click here.
It says click here.
Go to icon.
And to the right of that is a go to icon. Let me read this line.
One click here. Go to icon to display accessibility properties.
So when you see when you hear the phrase click here, take a close look at it. And there's usually an icon there, and you can click on that and actually go to the thing that they're talking about. In this case, it's a properties dialog.
One click here. Go to icon to display accessibility properties.
The accessibility properties. So if I clicked on that now, it would go to that dialog box that displays the accessibility properties. So this is an example of using the Find feature to get help. Let me see. If I hit B.
B to turn on filter keys. One click here.
I did a B. That took me back to the previous topic, which is not where I wanted to go. I think I'll hit a T.
T. Help topics colon Windows help dialog. Find page. Type the word or phrase you want to find.
And T took me back to where I wanted to go, which was that find page, which had the list of topics in it. So it seems like a B will take you back to the thing you're at, which is at, kind of at that same level, like a topic.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to go back above that topic, let's say to the list of topics, you hit a T to get back to there. So now we're back on the find page. I could probably type in something else to find here. Tabbing over.
Tab. Clear button.
Oh, clear would probably do it.
Num enter.
I cleared it.
Display button print dot dot dot.
Nine topics found all words.
That
begin
didn't do anything.
Auto.
Tab. Options dot 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 button. Tab. Rebuild dot dot.
Let me get back
tab.
To.
Select some matching words.
Tab.
Select a topic and then select the display.
Tab.
Display button.
Tab.
Cancel button.
Tab.
Find tab.
Tab.
Type the word or phrase you want.
There we are. There's a lot of things in this dialog. Finally get back to the place where you can type the word or phrase that you want to find and go through it again. So that's it for the find dialog. If I back tab.
Shift tab.
Find tab.
I can left arrow.
Period.
Oops.
PC cursor.
Make sure my PC cursor's on.
Index tab.
The index
Audible.
Tab. And then.
Contents tab.
Back to the contents tab.
Ted, I think it's good to remind folks that we have been using Windows 95 in the search features. And while 3.1 has search features, they're not exactly the same. We will get to the Windows 3.1 help system and the search capabilities on another tape here, either the next one or the following.
That's right. This is the end of Side 2, Tape 2 of the JAWS for Windows basic training tape. You can fast forward to the end or stay tuned and get the addresses and phone numbers.
You can contact Henter Joyce by mail at Henter, H-E-N-T-E-R, dash Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Inc., at 11800 31st Court North, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33716. Also by phone at 800-336-5658 or area code 813-572-8900. You can also fax Henter Joyce at area code 813-528-8901 or contact our BBS at 813-528-8903. Henter Joyce is also on the World Wide Web at www.hj.com, and we have an FTP site, ftp.hj.com/pub/hj.